In Northwest News on KPLU, the Pacific Northwest is known as a mecca for bird watchers. Diverse habitats offer shelter for hundreds of species. In summer, urban parks offer viewing of everything from osprey and bald eagles to chickadees and warblers. But what if while pursuing that passion, you felt out of place because of the color of your skin? Wildlife biologist and avid birder Drew Lanham uses satire to get people talking about it. He's become infamous for his YouTube video, Birding While Black. He spoke with KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Drew Lanham, welcome to KPLU.
Glad to be here.
You first wrote about this in a piece for Orion magazine called 9 Rules for the Black Bird Watcher, and that was then adapted into a short video produced by BirdNote. We'll listen to an excerpt in a moment, but first, tell us a bit about your background. How did you get started in birding?
Well, Bellamy, it's both nature and nurture for me. I grew up in the backwoods of Edgefield, South Carolina, with parents who were both science teachers, and there wasn't this distraction, the constant distraction of video games and the like. There were 3 television channels that we had. And so I spend a lot of time outdoors and really wanting to fly.
You wanted to fly.
I've always wanted to fly. And so I tried to fly in various and sundry ways with cardboard wings, with umbrellas. I think about myself now as a little brown Icarus because I was constantly falling back to earth. So I wanted to fly and couldn't. And birds provided sort of that reality of flight.
And you made it. You're a professor of ecology at Clemson University in South Carolina. So let's listen to an excerpt of your video outlining rules for the black bird watcher.
You know, they're essential tools for birding. They're your binoculars, your spotting scope, your field guide. And if you're black, you're going to need probably 2 or 3 forms of ID.
And you go on to say, never wear a hoodie ever.
You know, the edge of day, as light is fading, those crepuscular hours are the times when many birds come to life. It's such a beautiful time to bird. But if you're a black birder and you're going to bird at night, you better be careful because you might be perceived as being up to no good. Yeah. You know, as I was thinking about all the things that were kind of going on in the news and in this world outside of birding, they kind of come together for me. You know, I'm black, proudly so, but I'm also proudly a birder. But I do something constantly that I think a lot of us do. It's called range mapping. And so thinking about sort of these restrictions that keep us from being all that we can be or places that we want to go. And so realizing, you know, that before I've been asked for my ID in places that I wouldn't expect to be asked for an ID, that, yeah, you know, if I'm dressed a certain way, that people may suspect me of not being up to the best thing. So in that sense, in writing that, it was more of a stark reality of what it means to be a black man doing something that people don't expect you to be doing.
Yeah. You mentioned, you know, be prepared to be mistaken for the other black birder in the group. But there's also a part you talk about recognizing that black birds are your birds.
Any bird that's black is my bird.
What do you mean by that?
You know, here are these groups of birds, all sorts of black birds. So we can talk about taxonomically, we can talk about these birds called icterids. So red-winged blackbirds, Brewer's blackbirds, and a host of other birds that really people don't appreciate. And most of those birds, if not all of them, are declining. But then people are still persecuting them, even though they're endangered. And they don't appreciate them. And then you've got other birds that happen to be black, like crows.
Mm.
And people see a group of crows. And what do you call a group of crows?
A murder.
Yeah. I mean, really. So those blackbirds have just this whole sense of what blackness is.
Mm.
And that it has this connotation, this negative connotation. So, you know what? Blackbirds are my birds, you know, because I can relate. And I think that's part of the importance of birding is that when we can personalize birds, when we can bring them closer to us in some way, then that makes conservation more real. Certainly, it makes the appreciation of nature something that becomes relevant to us. And so, yeah, I have a special love for blackbirds.
At the end of the video, you say we have to do something to make birding and nature study in general more interesting to people of color. What's at stake here?
Survival, really, survival. And for people to understand that the air that we breathe is the same air that birds breathe, that other beings breathe. So as the country changes, as the United States changes demographically, and we know right. that it is, and quickly, if we don't relate to everyone, then we're going to lose out. And not just for the birds, but for us. And then realizing that all of our fates are intertwined.
Right. Because the urgency of this is that in terms of those demographics, if, for example, you have a national park system mm-hmm. that's staffed by 90% white people, and the visitors are mostly white as well, once those demographics flip, there's a danger that if people of color aren't invested in this, these places won't be protected because the majority doesn't care.
Exactly. It's a simple calculus that if we don't heed it, we're going to be left out in the cold or the increasing warm or the increasing storm or whatever it is that climate change is bringing to us. And so paying attention to how others, kind of non-traditionally at this point, you know, I'm not seeing a lot of black birders or brown birders. I can tell you here in Seattle, I've seen more. Being in Seward Park, for example, and seeing how people are reacting and maybe not out there necessarily birding, but they're just out.
What kind of advice do you have for other people of color who are interested in bird watching or in environmentalism in general?
Do your thing. You know, be you. That's not an easy thing to always be. It's constant effort. It's practice. You become better at it, at being you. So if you love birds, love birds. You know, don't be dissuaded because you don't see others out there that look like you. Because as critical as it is for us to see people who look like us, it's also critical that we be with people who feel like us. So take the opportunity to look inside someone who may look differently than you, but has the same passion for birds or nature that you do. And you find these wonderful commonalities that lie underneath skin color. You know, be proud of who you are, your color, your hair, your customs, all of that. But then look beyond that too, to take an opportunity to unite with someone that's different than you.
Drew Lanham, professor of ecology at Clemson University in South Carolina. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.